We begin with what will likely be the first of many top 10 salvos to 2012, the word of the year. Catherine Martin is head of the U.S. Dictionaries program at Oxford University Press. That's the esteemed organization which decides which word best reflects the year. And she joins us now to share, explain, and perhaps defend Oxford's 2012 word of the year. Catherine, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks, Virginia.
Okay, so the word of the year is, drumroll please. Catherine, it's all yours.
To GIF.
To GIF. Wait. Applause? I mean, GIF? As in, I'm sending you a GIF of our logo?
That's right. Well, it means to create a GIF file of an image or video sequence.
Okay, so what makes this the word of the year?
Well, this year there were a lot of contenders that were related to topical issues like fiscal cliff, super PAC, self-deportation, pink slime, Grexit, superstorm. But what attracted us to the verb to GIF was that it transcended any single event, and it sort of spoke to an overall trend in how we consumed media this year online.
All right. So can I also say that many people say GIF, GIF. Does Oxford give us the official stamp now of calling it GIF?
Well, actually, the official official line is that there is no official line. The format was developed at CompuServe in 1987, and the programmers who developed it were very insistent that it be called GIF with a soft G. But the hard G sound is extremely well established, and it has the advantage of echoing the words of the acronym, which stands for Graphics Interchange Format. So we at Oxford Dictionaries give two equally acceptable pronunciations. But if you want the geek cred, then I would suggest going with GIF.
Okay. How do you and your colleagues even decide on the word of the year?
Well, it's important to us as lexicographers, writers of dictionaries, to constantly be updating our dictionaries to reflect how language is used. And so we're always monitoring and tracking changes that occur in our language. Often those are new senses of words, entirely new words, and words that are suddenly more prominent, that have been around for a while. So all during the year, we track those changes, and then as the year draws to a close, we sort of compile a list of the ones that we think best exemplify the overall zeitgeist of the year. Then we get together and sort of battle it out over which one wins.
How is that battle? I mean, I imagine lexicographers are as a genteel breed.
Yes. No voices were raised. It was all very civil.
Well, you mentioned some of the runners-up, Super PAC, Superstorm, Fiscal Cliff. Also, Grexit. What's that?
That's the Greek exit from the Eurozone.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So the Eurozone crisis this year just created a ton of blended forms, these new words, which most of them probably won't last, but that was definitely a big trend that we saw, more pronounced in the UK than in the US.
All right, so I'm looking at some of the past words of the year. 2005, podcast. 2009, famously, unfriend. 2008, hypermiling. We have locavore. We have refudiate. So any of these, as you look back on them in retrospect, did they deserve it?
Well, I think it's interesting because it's sort of the way that we approach the word of the year is to try to capture a moment, a nascent moment where a word is often one that's not ready to go into the dictionary yet. And so you can see that we've had some great successes there, like podcast, which was new at the time, or locavore, which no one had heard of and now is much better established as a word. Mm-hmm. But we've also certainly miscalculated. So with hypermiling, that was at the year that we chose that, there was a lot of concern about rising gas prices and reducing our carbon footprint. And so this was a trend that we saw, and there were a lot of pieces about it, and we felt that we had our finger on the pulse. But then gas prices went down, and people got less worried, and so it actually didn't really stay with us as a word.
It's so 2008.
Yes.
Well, okay, so do these words, Eurogeddon, Grexit, do they make it into your official dictionary?
That all depends on what happens with you, the speakers of English. GIF as a verb isn't in our dictionary either. We're watching them, just like we're watching lots of other usages that are novel. And when we feel that they've become established and are going to stick around for a while, then we do all of the necessary research to produce a real dictionary entry for them.
Well, you've really upped our street cred with to GIF. So thank you so much, Catherine.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Catherine Martin, head of the U.S. Dictionaries Program at Oxford University Press. We'd like to know your pick of word of the year. You can post it on Facebook or send us a tweet. And there's much more on the Oxford Pick for 2012 at wordofmouthradio.org.